So why should I feel any kind of conflict about that? So if we're really so guilty and we can't help but be guilty and sinful and that's our natural state, then what are we feeling guilty about? Yeah. If you can't help but be that way, why are you feeling guilty about it? Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. We need to stop and think about stuff like that, you know. Any questions about that paragraph before I go to the next one? Okay, how do you get rid of fear?
Look at it.
You look at it. You don't hide it. How do you get rid of fear?
You don't hide it.
Okay.
You bring it to God.
We want to try to bring it back out of ourselves so we remember it. How do we get rid of our fear?
You admit it.
You admit it.
You look at it.
You look at it. You don't hide it. Okay. How many of you are willing to get rid of your jealousy?
I am.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all together now, all we have to do is say, I feel jealous.
I feel jealous.
My jealousy is in me.
My jealousy is in me.
I love feeling jealous.
I love feeling jealous.
It's an easy feeling for me to have.
It's an easy feeling for me to have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's mine.
It's
my jealousy.
It's my jealousy that's my problem.
So I'm willing to look at my jealousy so that my right mind can take it away. I'm willing to look at my jealousy so my right mind can take it away. So what will start to happen is when your jealousy come up more and more, you'll see it and you'll feel it and you'll look at it. I feel jealous. Boy, I see my jealousy. I feel really, really jealous. I see my jealousy. Wow. I see my jealousy. Now, I used to use my jealousy to attack. In other words, I would attack you with my jealousy. Mm-hmm. You low down, no good, scum! I'm attacking you with my jealousy. Mm-hmm. Now, when I see my jealousy, I feel it, I look at it, and I just don't use it to attack you. And that would be my right mind's perception of how to use my jealousy. Did you see that? Okay, so what is the right mind's perception? Well, the right mind's perception is, don't kill him. I feel jealous, but I'm not going to attack you. But I'm going to admit my jealousy so it can be corrected. I feel afraid, you know. You tell a man I'm afraid of men. And in that instant, he'll make the decision about whether or not you're worth the effort. If he really wants you, then he'll appreciate you saying you're afraid and help you work through your fear together. And we'll look at it as not being a sacrifice because they want to be with you so much that they'll help you go through your fear. The other man, he'll hear that and go, drama queen. Or whatever, but he'll choose not to deal. That doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. It just means that by telling the truth, you eliminated the person out of your life that couldn't have had compassion with you as you went through your jealousy. But by hiding it and acting like you don't have jealousy, then you attract somebody that expects you not to be jealous, and then they express themselves, you go off on them, they believe you dishonest, and they don't want to be around you no more because they don't know where you're coming from. And if you go ahead and tell people that you have flaws and fears in your personality, of course it's not going to attract a lot of people. It's just going to attract the people that's right for you. And you eliminate a lot of wasted time. I want to experience love. I don't know how to do it right all the time. I promise you I'll try to give you freedom in my mind as best I can, but I'm going to make errors sometimes. I'm going to make mistakes because I got an ego. So if you get in a relationship with me, I'll try to be as consistent as I can, but I might not be able to do it all the time, and I'm not going to act out your script all the time when you want me to. And so if you're okay with all that, then go to my website.
Dysfunctional love.
Yeah, because I know anybody that loves me past me saying that are the right people for me to be around, the right people for me to share with, and I can trust them. And I've saved myself lots of time. I just tell you who I am, and you get a chance to go yay or nay, and so whoever says yay, They are the cool ones for me right now, and where all of my gifts and blessings are going to come through, so that I don't even have to worry about the ones who left, because the only people I'll ever need are the people that's in front of me.
Cool.
Because those are the people in this moment. So they're the only people that really exist. The rest of them are fantasies in my mind. My mama, my sister, my brother, whoever's not in this room now is just a fantasy in your mind. So that means everything that you are possibly going to receive in this moment has to come to you through the people in this moment. So you're sitting around the people who are the portals for all the gifts that you can receive right now. Probably thinking about people that's not here and wondering why your good stuff hasn't arrived. Your delivery person doesn't look like the delivery person you're looking for. It's like somebody having a $10 million check for you, and they're coming through FedEx, but you won't accept it unless it comes through UPS.
That's
exactly the way we do it.
That's what we do.
We decide that our good should be coming through somebody and somewhere else, so then our good can come through, we don't even pay attention to it or even notice it's around us so that it can come to us. It's like I'm sitting in this room and I'm not aware of any of you. I'm only aware of the special people in my life. The rest of you don't exist. And look how many people I'm leaving out. Mostly the ones who are here, because it's usually the special ones you're panning about. Most people are panning over the person that don't exist. And they feeling bad because they're not there. What else could a person that doesn't exist do but not be here? It's the people that you see that have manifested.
Yeah.
I don't want no dream woman. I want a real woman.
Yeah.
I don't want no dream man. I want a real man. I don't want no dream money. I want real money. I don't want no dream God. I want a real God. You see what I'm saying? When you're asking for a fantasy, you're asking for something that doesn't exist but temporarily. Just by definition. And you're trying to satisfy yourself according to false needs you made up that don't have nothing to do with who you are. It's like me imagining I need to suck on this eyeglasses in order to get nourishment, and my fantasy is to get a whole eyeglass store. So I just want a whole lot of what don't do you no good. And that's what my fantasies always have been. It's always been about the things that didn't matter. I don't need a car. I need somebody to love me.
Woo!
You know what I'm saying? That's just like me saying, I'm a desert. I don't need a microphone. I need a drink of water. Yeah. I need what's going to really sustain me.
Yeah.
Not all the fantasies that I make up to satisfy false needs that I made up. Because the minute you make up a false need, you just set yourself to work. Because now you're going to have to try to make it happen all by yourself. Number one, because it's your personal desire. Nobody else really cares. So then you build up grievances because nobody wants to work hard to make your dream come true to the exclusion of them. So you have to go to therapy for that. What you here for if they won't let me manipulate them? God, it's deep, man.
Yeah.
When you read this book, it like kind of mess with your head. Because you see that is so true. Of course, if I want something for myself to the exclusion of you and it's not going to benefit you, then that's something I got to do by myself, because you're not going to put a lot of energy into my personal dream that has nothing to do with you. So if I really want to move fast, all I have to do is want whatever I want for everybody, so I can have the combined power of everybody wanting the same thing I do, which would help me manifest it faster. If all of you wanted me to be happy, let me tell you, it'd happen a hell of a lot faster than me just wanting me to be happy. And vice versa.
I want you to be happy.
Now, here's how we can help each other. We all know that everybody in here wants to be happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So that means all of us are sharing the same wheel, which means right now we all want the same thing, and there's no way we can all want the same thing together and not start manifesting.
Right.
Now, the way that it's going to manifest it is going to be, it's going to